Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Well, first and foremost, happy Father's Day to all of those male energies in our life. Happy Father's Day. You know, you don't have to be a father to celebrate today, because you could be an uncle, a brother, just a male essence, a male being in someone's life that represents, here I am for you. So father on, everyone, and to my father who shines on every day and whose energy I feel with and surrounding me always, constantly, infinitely, I adore you, Mario Tucci. Thank you for being you. You know, there was a realization I had not too long ago that my father's death was actually like one of the best gifts that I had, because his death gave me my life. And the reason I say that is because, you know, my father had the restaurant at Monaco's, and they were training me at a young age to take over that restaurant. And if I had done that, it would have been a chain and ball. And I wouldn't have been able to be here tonight with you, because I would have been in a restaurant working away. So when I say his death gave me my life, I'm really grateful for that experience. And to experience that at a young age, it was beautiful, because I got to be with him for a short period of time. But it just proves to me that his energy is around me, because even today where I stand now, I feel him. So happy Father's Day to all of you fathers. I just got back into the studio. I was in New York last week, had a great time. With Stellene, her book is Jeweler. She's the editor-in-chief for Town & Country magazine. And my friend Vanessa Noel and I threw a wonderful book signing party at Vanessa's townhouse. And it was wonderful, wonderfully received. It gave me great joy. And that's the essence of today's show, the sources of joy. This is something I daydreamed like a week ago, maybe, because you all know how much I love my friends Gordana and my friend Ash, their family. You know, here we say it's Max and Friends, but if you're here for the first time, you're Max and Friends. The second time, you're Max and Family. So Ash and Gordana have both been on the show, and it's the first time that their energy collectively is going to be together in this space of time. So I'm really grateful for it. And it just shows that if you can design it in your mind, you can design it in reality. So I designed this show like over a tweet, and just the frequency and synergy of their energy together was like, yes, we'll do it, because that's where we are right now. And where we are right now is exactly where we're going to be. Tonight is a life class, so get your pencils ready, if you still use pencils. If you don't and you're a little more advanced in technology, then get your cell phones, your iPads, your tablets, your computers, whatever is electronic, and get it writing. And if you don't know how to do any of that, then it's simple. You just go to latalkradio.com/max, and there you'll have all the shows of my going to ninth year on radio here on LA Talk Radio. Before I continue, follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci. Gordana is at My Power Talk. Ash is on Facebook. I don't know if he's a Twitter fan, but we'll find out in just a moment. Speaking of Facebook, Monday nights at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, which is 9 p.m. Eastern Time and 6 p.m. Pacific Time, go to Ash, R-U-I-Z, Facebook page, and there you'll be able to engage with him live Monday nights on Facebook Live. He does a beautiful satsang meditation, moments of clarity, moments of bliss, moments of joy. It's something that brings me joy, so I'm extending it and letting you know, my listeners, to find joy, go there. Another thing that gives me great joy is knowing that Gordana's book is coming out soon, I think in September. Hashtag know the truth, why knowing who you are changes everything. What brings you joy? I want you to think about it and tweet me at Max Tucci, hashtag joy. And let me know what brings you joy, because we're going to talk about the sources of joy when we get back. But right now, one of my favorite things, one thing that gives me great joy, is music. And even greater joy that my friend Ash sings this next song, Most Beautiful Light. And when we're back, Gordana and Ash join me. Stay tuned to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio.
You got a heart like in them fairy tales. Like if you was a frog, I'd be scared as hell. And I will tell you to rip it up another tree. But you're nothing, come here, kiss me. And whisper the secrets of the universe, so I can scribble down and say to me my man first. But I will respect your brilliance like some poetry. You are my modern happiness, come dear, oh me. And all I wanna do is sing your love songs. All I wanna do is sing your love songs. But I won't let them too long, so we can get it on.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Ash Ruiz, Most Beautiful Light. I'm back in Florida, so it's not most beautiful light. It happens. It happens, and that's the laugh of both Gordon and Ash. But first and foremost, Ash, welcome back to Max and Friends.
Oh, thank you so very much for having me, and hello to everybody listening right now. What a beautiful moment.
Ash, from the top of your head, what's something right now that's bringing you joy?
Something right now that's bringing me joy is to be able to talk about joy and to be able to celebrate its depths and to be able to celebrate how present, alive, and unwavering this amazing force of life is that I like to call joy. And to be here with Gordana and with my beloved Meg Tucci, I mean, what a moment.
You know, the moment actually happened on your Facebook Live because you did a joy episode.
Yeah.
And I said to you, let's continue this on Max and Friends. And then automatically after, I said, and let's bring in Gordana. So the genesis of this show started when you did your Monday night satsang. So I'm joyful for that, Ash.
Oh, so am I. So sweet.
Right? Well, and of course, welcome back, my friend, my buddy. Y'all love her. We love her. We all hashtag know the truth, because why knowing who you are changes everything. Gordana Biernat. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Max. Hi, Ash. Thank you so much for having me back. I love talking to you, and you know that. So we're going to have a beautiful time.
It's already happening. And literally, like, I feel the energy, because I've never done an intro so perfectly smoothly before, because that gives me joy. And I was thinking to myself when we were listening to Ash's song, like, that was a really good intro. There was such a beautiful fluidity to it. So I know that that's going to be the continuation of the show, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I felt it. I was thinking exactly the same. It is so smooth.
Right? Oh, I tell you. All right. Well, speaking of smoothness, that's another thing that gives me joy, is just smooth. When things are smooth, you know, like I flew yesterday, I was on a plane flying, and it was such a smooth flight. But then there was turbulence. And without the turbulence, I couldn't appreciate the smoothness. Mm. So I was grateful for both, and both gave me joy. But tonight we want to talk about the sources of joy, because what brings people joy is just so infinite. There's so many sources of joy. And we are ultimately the source of joy, but things that surround us are the sources of joy. So, Gordana, what is something that brings you joy on a daily basis?
On a daily basis, actually the smallest things in reality. I can find joy beneath every single surface. I just seek for it. I find joy in making food, for instance, for myself and for my family, standing there and just chopping the carrots and tomatoes and stuff. I can find the joy in doing that.
You know, I love that you just said that, because before the show, everyone, we were talking about the joy salad, and we're just putting it together right now. So add to that joy salad. It's crispy, good, fresh lettuce. But so the simple things, I really do believe also. Like when I light my candle in the morning, that brings me joy because there's a force that's creating fire, and then I'm lighting something and it glows. And to see the glow and the essence of the candle oils, that brings me joy. So, Ash, I want to throw this to you, because so many people wake up and they don't have that feeling of joy. What do you want to tell them?
Oh. So, you know, it's so incredible how we can get so desensitized to the miracle that life is. How, you know, with our allegiance to these stories and to really being caught up in this idea of time, of a tick, of a talk, and of a this and of a that. And, you know, there's things that people say, such as same, different, you know, different, same this, different day. And so what gets overlooked when we're paying attention to the movies of our minds is this wellspring, this inexhaustible resource of aliveness, of the miracle that is every breath, the miracle that is waking up, the miracle that is your body, you know, everything that your ancestors went through, everything that your ancestors survived. It's incredible that we have this capacity to live another day, this capacity to be here in this moment, and this capacity to be here in this moment as a human being that's a presence of benefit. And for me, that's all inseparable from joy.
Gordana, yeah, so I know you want to say something.
Well, I do, because I think that why people find it hard to find joy is because we are conditioned not to seek for it. We are conditioned to seek for the dangers in this reality because we are on survival mode all the time. Mm-hmm. So when you wake up and you don't find the joy, it is because you have tapped into an illusion that the outer world has conditioned you into. So you need to actively trigger yourself into relaxing, because when you relax, that is where the joy is, because it is the essence of who you are. You were born happy, and then you learned how not to be happy in this reality.
And then you got spanked and cried.
Yes, but it's true.
And it's true.
You were born You were born happy, and that's why it's easy. It's actually really easy to tap into that feeling. All you need to do is to relax and actively start seeking it. And it's there. As I said, chopping carrots can be joyful if you look for the joy in doing that.
Absolutely.
Concentrating on the color of the carrot or the tomato or whatever you're chopping, concentrating on how it feels, because it is joy when you come tap into that feeling. It's
moment.
Always joy. It's always there. It's just, you don't have to seek it. It's there.
It's there.
All you have to do is to push the other things away from that. Or it's like polluted water. You have to clear the water and it's there. It's and very, very easy.
Yes, the water is always there. As you were saying,
yes.
In the morning.
Yes. In the morning. in the morning, as the eyes open. You know, it's like what I love to do is just take a moment and, I mean, the endless support that's present. I mean, there's no end to the endless support. So, for example, right now, as I sit on this bed, I can really feel how supported I am by this bed. It's not asking me any questions. It's not telling me I need to change something about my body or my chakras. It's not telling me I should believe something different. It's like completely, you know, it's like unconditional love can seem like something so abstract when it's as practical as the bed you're sitting on, the chair you're sitting on, the oxygen that's coming into your, that you're breathing. Not asking you if you brush your teeth yet or if you did use any mouthwash. It's like, here I am. And so in recognizing the support that's already present that you have, that didn't have to do anything for, you get to, as Gordana is saying, relax. And in relaxing, also, joy makes its presence known because it is here. It simply gets overlooked by our addiction to believing our thoughts.
Actually, when you put it that way, you're supported all the time and you're unconditionally supported all the time.
Yeah.
Because what this essence that is you and is outside of you too, it is mirroring your frequency all the time, unconditionally, which means that you are the one choosing if you want to feel the support or if you feel it as a resistance. Because both of these things are there. You could say there is a resistance because I'm not sitting on the floor. The bed is resisting. Or you can say the bed is supporting me because I'm sitting on the bed. It's a question of a perspective, how you look at it. And if you look at it as a support, that's where the joy comes in, because you understand that there is no danger. All you have to do is tap into that support, which is there all the time. And we've talked about this a lot of times, Max, that everything in this reality is made up of energy, which is equal amount of pluses and minuses, which means that where there is a negative thing, there must be a positive thing attached to it. It's just a question of how you look at it. Mm-hmm. So when you change your perspective, let's say that you relax a bit and you can actively change your perspective. That's when you tap into the joy of the things in your reality, even the things that you didn't feel were joyous.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I love what you say in your book, hashtag Know the Truth, in section 109, it says, no matter how bad you feel, you can never be cut off from your unconditionally loving source. It is always within you. And that's true. It's always in you. But now, Ash, how do we activate it? Because there's a lot of people that, you know, without calling out names, and if you're listening, Sky, I love you. And that's why I'm bringing it up. But there's some people who constantly search for others to validate their space, their reality, to come in and cleanse their reality. And I'm like, hold on, all of this searching for outward people to come into your space to clean it when it starts with you. So how do we shake that foundation of having the trust in others come into our space to cleanse it when we can do it ourselves and to bring joy into our own space? Ash, how do we tap into that joy?
Yeah, it really is, it's wondrous, you know, to the degree that we believe ourselves to be something, it's to the degree that we believe others to be something, and to the degree that we believe ourselves to be something, it's the degree we believe our bodies and our minds and our emotions and this that needs to get healed and this that needs to get fixed, and then the whole self-improvement project. And that's, you know, it's a, what a wondrous display of freedom, you know, freedom free to suffer and free to celebrate and sing the praise of its existence. So yeah, I love inviting people to take a mini mind vacation. Take a mini vacation from everything you know, everything you think you know about yourself, everything you think you know about where you came from, where you're going to go, what you need, what you don't need. It's like all of that is this whole incredible uninvestigated assumption. And we have the capacity to take a vacation from it.
Gordana, how do you take that vacation?
I'm on vacation all the time.
Yay!
I don't take vacation. My life is a vacation. No, but
hallelujah.
I think that I would see joy as a very polite feeling, because you have to invite it into your life. It won't come. It won't just jump on you. You have to invite it, which means that you have to actively start seeking for the plus behind the minuses. And it's always there. This is a universal law. It has to be there. So you don't have to seek it, actually. All you have to do is acknowledge that where there are minuses, there are pluses.
Right.
And your job is to balance that or find the joy behind the negative stuff.
Yeah, and to activate it, and then to, I love how you said acknowledge the joy, because joy is always present. We just have to acknowledge it, tap into it, receive it, receive it.
I think, yes, and why I said you have to invite joy into your life is because it is an active thing. You have to invite it. It won't come in unless you say, please, do come in by looking at it, by acknowledging it in every single thing in reality, because it is everywhere.
You know, to me, the perfect example of joy is like the wind. You know, we don't actually see the wind until we see the trees and the leaves rustling in the wind. And that's, to me, what joy is. Joy is there. And until we say, joy, come in, or joy, rustle my leaves, joy, make me dance. Joy, make me sing. Joy, make me clap. Joy, make me chop up these carrots. It's, you know, it's actively acknowledging that ever-present joy. Joy, to me, is wind. And, you know, it's like, sometimes it's that good wind, too. It could be joyful.
The invocation of joy.
It is.
It's all about intention, actually. We're talking about chopping these carrots, which I mean, I don't chop carrots that often, but anyways, when you chop the carrots, I play with the thought, who am I making this food for? Who am I doing this for? And when I feel the love that I'm going to share, and when they taste the food, when my son likes the food I make for him, while I'm doing this, I can feel the joy of his love while I'm chopping these carrots. And that's where joy is.
And that's where soul food is, too. That is soul
that's
food.
Yes, that is soul food, because it tastes so good. Because I truly believe that I affect the water in the carrot, which changes the molecules, which makes it much more tasteful, which makes it healthy for him to eat, because I invested love in it. And that's why I'm saying this, is because it has to come through you. It cannot come from any outside source. And you asked the question before, we need the gurus, we need the people to tell us how to tap into joy. They can tell us how to tap into it, but you have to do the work yourself. You have to allow it through you. We are creating this reality with what we allow into this reality through us, which means that you're the channel for joy to express itself in this reality. And if you're not an open channel by being relaxed or by acknowledging it when it's there, because it is there all the time, well, then you're shutting it down. You're expressing something else in this reality. It's as simple as that.
And we're going to express a break. And when we're back, Gordana and Ash join me. Stay tuned to Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. Tonight, my guests are Gordana Bernat. You can find her on Twitter at MyPowerTalk, and Ash Ruiz. You can find him on Facebook, and you can join him on Facebook Live. Hey, and if you're in the mood to buy a book, there's one coming out that's a great one called Hashtag Know the Truth, Why Knowing Who You Are Changes Everything by Gordana Biernat tonight. And this is from Gordana's book, and why I love it, because this is what we're talking about tonight. Joy, the sources of joy. And Gordana, in your book, you write in 113, you have to be the light in the darkness. You have to be the love in the hate. You have to be the calmness in the storm. You have to be the courage in the fear. And by this, define your true self. And we have to be the joy in the sorrow. So how do we get that emotion of joy to stir up? Because I know that people are going to be saying, okay, here these three people are tonight talking about joy, talking about chopping salads and cutting carrots, but I got bills to pay. My mother's in here. My father's in the hospital. My this one's that. How do we move into that dance of relaxation?
Even though we do talk about chopping carrots and we are happy people here, I think that all of us have our own problems to solve. So we are not problem-free. I'm not problem-free. I do have a lot of things on my mind that I have to solve.
Hold on. But are they problems, though? Because I look at it as a problem as an opportunity. I always have.
Of course. Of course. But I was thinking about your listeners who maybe...
But I think when we say the word problem, that resonates with them that it will always be a problem. And I think when we change that word into opportunity, continue.
Absolutely. Well, we can change it to anything you wish. But anyway, I think that every single being on Earth has some kind of issue they feel is pressing them down. So it's a question of looking at the things that can make you happy now in this with what you have. It's as simple as that, because you can always find it. It doesn't matter how little you have. There's still happiness or joy in whatever it is you have. When you're focused on the so-called problems, or what Max Tucci calls opportunities, if you focus on them, then that becomes your reality. You have to give yourself time to focus on other things, even if it is to focus on a flower or the wind in the trees or the clouds, which is, this is all for free. You can do it anytime. You can just watch out through your window and you can see it. So you can tap into it anytime. It takes an active action to do that. So that's all.
We can all do that. Ash, how do we get into that active action?
That active action. Well, you know, I love hearing this because there is so much beauty around. There's so much to appreciate. There's so much aliveness, even if it's just the open sky. One thing that's so fun in my experience, I began to notice that I wasn't somebody experiencing an outside world, but I started experiencing the apparent outside as the inside.
Oh,
so it was
yes.
like I got to look into my own heart. When I look at the sky and the vastness of the sky, it was staring into an aspect of myself that's infinite. Mm. And I look at the trees and look at the animals and the harmony of nature and the all-inclusivity of life. It was like, oh, I could see the beauty of my internal landscape reflected in this external experience. And so one thing that's so great is that we have all the gear available to us, you know, the laboratory of consciousness with everything we need to explore, experiment, get familiar with and gain confidence in being the beauty and the joy that we are is with us at every moment, no matter what our life experience is. Everything is serving, everything is supporting, everything is inviting itself to experience the obviousness of its beauty.
I really do resonate with what you're saying, because what you're doing is you're describing a flow. And when we ask ourselves questions, how do I tap into this? Mm-hmm. Then we have created an inner world and an outer world, inner world where you have to tap into things. And it's not the way it works. It's actually, as you are describing it, Ash, it has to be a flow. You have to feel it wherever you are. Even if you're standing at a bus stand when it's raining outside and you're late, yeah. you can still see the beauty of the raindrops if you wish to do so. There's no law that says you have to stress yourself out of this situation. You Absolutely. Can still wait and see this. So what you're describing is that there is a flow which you can allow through you. It's not a question of looking for it or tapping into it or separating it from you. It's a question of allowing, of surrendering to it.
You know, and what's so beautiful too, like you said, the bus stop. You know, when I used to drive into New York all the time, and even in LA, the traffic, and then that realization of always, and this is one of my beautiful mantras in life, where I am right now is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And that way,
and that's why I love you.
You know, and that way, and then I go back to always the color purple. And when it's like, have you noticed? Do you think it pisses God off if you walk by the color purple and don't notice? Because that's the reality of our life. We move in such a speed where we're not in a flow, where sometimes we're either not moving and stagnant, or we're in a speed. Take the long way home. Take the long way home.
Yeah, and it's all about, I mean, a lot of us are trying to balance things in our life. I mean, work and free time. And it is, the balancing thing is taking so much energy away from us.
Yeah.
Because what we need to do is to allow things to ooze into oneness. So
that is your word. You love the word ooze. That's gorgeous.
Yes, I
word.
Do. Yeah. Yes, I do. I love it. I love to ooze through the reality because that allows me to be open, to be vulnerable, to take in whatever this reality is giving me. Because if I don't ooze, if I have a plan, then I have reduced everything to that single plan I have, which is cool at times, but not always.
And
I
boring.
Feel that life, yes, sometimes it can be boring. If you have to do something on time, I do understand that this is a part of reality. But the real me really wants to ooze, like a child, you know, when you put it in a room with a lot of toys, it will ooze through all the toys in order to find what it likes.
And because even if that you put is, it, yes, and if you put it in a room with nothing, it still looks to search. The baby searches. Yeah.
And what does it look for? It looks for joy.
Yeah.
So that's what happens when we allow ourselves to ooze through this reality. We can still do the things we usually do, but we open up to more probabilities when we ooze, when we are not so focused on the plan that we miss the journey to the goal.
There's something that just, when we talk about it here often with Gordana and Max and friends, and if you're tuning in tonight for the first time, hey, welcome to the show. I feel like I'm just on the phone. We're having a conscious conversation here about joy. But thank you for joining us here tonight on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest is Gordana Biernat and Ash Ruiz. You can find Gordana on Twitter at MyPowerTalk and Ash on Facebook at Ash Ruiz. And find me at Max Tucci. And we'll be right back. And when we come back, you're going to find us here talking about joy. Stay tuned to Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. We were talking about joy. And what I was just about to discuss is that with Gordana, we talk about childlike. And I love that when Gordana once said on the show here a long time ago, that if you ask a child to be a pirate, all of a sudden they can fantasize. And it's that oozing of this curiosity. So I think when we ooze back into your childhood. Right? And ooze and just love it and just be the childlike. You know, that's why people are like, why are you so joyful? Because I feel like I never grow up. I never grew up. I'm just me. I'm like, however old I'm always just happy that, and that's just whatever age I am. So for me, happiness and joyful is being in this exact moment. Gordana, before we started the show, said to Max, I said, I'm here. My response to how are you is never good or good. I'm here. I'm here right now experiencing this moment, and that brings me joy. I'm in the joy flow. Forget it, joy flow. So
yeah,
the joy flow.
Okay, joy flow.
Right? Don't let nobody take your J. Don't let nobody take your O. Don't let nobody take your Y. It's J-O-Y. But Ash, I love that you said the laboratory of consciousness. Because in that laboratory is when we can start creating. So how do you create joy in a space where, because Ash, you do these, you travel a lot. You're always in places. And there's some places where I've seen it. You literally bring joy into the room. Is it something you consciously think, subconsciously think, or how does it happen?
Well, what's so great is that when all of my energy isn't used to try to sort out positive, negative, and neutral, try to sort out what should be happening, trying to solve a made-up argument with reality, then I notice that I am available as joy. I'm available as kindness. I'm available as peace. I'm available as solutions. I'm available. My hands are available. My mind is available. My intellect, my gifts and talents, and that's what's so exciting, because this is available to every human being on the planet. You know, wisdom is equally distributed, joy is equally distributed, and all of us have the capacity to live spontaneously as this life delighted in itself, because life is delighted with itself. This moment loves itself and knows how to respond to itself, is what I experience.
You know, what I'm experiencing right now is just to say, when are we taking this show on the road?
Okay.
Exactly.
So fun.
What is the difference between joy and happiness? Because I think a lot of people mix those things up. And if you would tell me, what do you feel is the difference between joy and happiness?
Ash, take it first.
Well, I feel like happiness is still water that's deliciously clear and flowing. And joy is the sparkly
the
mineral
spring.
Water
yes.
that has the effervescent bubbles in it.
That was so beautiful. I love that.
Yes. Yes. Happiness is Evian and joy is Pellegrino.
Okay.
It's true. I think that, to me, I think that's also joy is what makes you rise. Joy rising like the bubbles in that Pellegrino,
like
right? Or champagne. Yeah. Let's talk about wine is happiness, champagne is joy. But for Gordana, wine is joy. But it's joy rising. What makes you rise? To me, happiness is grounding. Like, oh, I'm happy. This is a happy moment. This is a happy. No, joy is when you can put your arms up in the air and literally surrender and rise with joy. To me, that's the definition of joy versus happiness.
As a bigger thing, it's more a state of being or a way of exploring life.
Right.
That is happiness to me. It's kind of like you described it, the still water or the overall flavor of your life. Mm-hmm. But I feel that happiness, the intensity of happiness is dependent on how many times we choose to be in the frequency of joy.
Yeah.
So if you every time in every single moment when you choose to be in the frequency of joy, when you are in joy, when you enjoy yourself, you boost the happiness in your life, which becomes a pattern, which becomes your life later on. So it's created in the small moments of joy, of the bubbles. The bubbles create the happiness in your life. So I think
and the reality is that sometimes bubbles will burst. And that's okay.
Of course. It's okay.
Because when that bubble bursts, then you get to experience sadness. So when the bubble is the happiness, if you never experienced sadness, you wouldn't know what happiness is.
Now, that is true because it accelerates the happiness. The sadness is the contrast to it. And if you don't see the contrast, then you will not understand what happiness is. It will be a normal state of being. I think that actually as spirits, we experience total happiness all the time, which becomes boring. So we come down here on this earth to experience some sadness and some fear because we need to boost the happiness. We need to feel the bubbles in the champagne.
I love that. I love that because I believe that to so be true. This is just our big playground. And sometimes we get cut and we can put a Band-Aid on things and sometimes we could stitch them up. But in the reality of the essence of experience every moment, it's just what's happening in your life. Enjoy it. Be a part of it. Go with it. You know, when we resist it, that's when things break, you know, when you resist it, go with it. So how do we continue to go with it? Because I know there's a lot of people, listen, when we can sit here and say, oh, we're happy, my life is a vacation, like literally it makes me happy because my life is, my life is the ultimate vacation, all right? And I am not going to be one to deny it. I will call a thing and it is beautiful and true. And you don't have to hate because my life is constantly a vacation of journeys. So with that said, yours could be that way too. And how? Just be still in this moment and realize that where you are is exactly where you're supposed to be. And don't let nobody take your joy. But for those, you know, and all joking aside, because people, you know, there's a sensitivity, and this country, America, is in such a sensitivity right now that it makes me unhappy. You know, why do we become so sensitive to things instead of just going with it? But that's a whole nother show. Let's stay on joy, because I just felt the frequency go. But it's all good, because like Ash says, there's clarity. So do you believe that in clarity there's joy, and in joy there's clarity, Ash?
In my experience, they're inseparable. You know, it's semantics. In my experience, clarity is what's always present. And I love how, you know, we start discovering that in our confidence in describing our experience, whether we say, I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm in love, I'm out of love, I'm up, I'm down. You know, what gives us the confidence to be able to describe these different sensations and feelings and experiences is because there's this always available, always present clarity. You know, with every experience is an announcement of this clarity that's always here. Mm-hmm. And so that's so exciting to me for people to start to get that, because they notice that who's always present at the scene of the crime? Clarity. And it gets really exciting because you can't shake it. You cannot shake it off.
Well, press pause real quick, because we're going to be right back, and you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
And we're back. Welcome back to LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max and Friends. I'm your host. I can't even think straight because I sound like I want to jump out of this chair because Ash just said something that was so good. But when you said, what did you say? I forgot. Oh, I just have to come back to this earth and sit in my chair because you can't see me, but I'm jumping through the roof right now. You said something about showing up at the scene.
Well, I said something about clarity being always, what's always present at the scene of the crime, quote unquote, is clarity. So no matter what we're experiencing, the happiness, the sadness, all the different flavors of life, that's all appearing on this, we can say, the screen. It's all the movies, and the screen is so benevolent. It doesn't matter if it's a comedy, doesn't matter if it's a horror, doesn't matter if it's an artsy German flick or if it's a chick flick. It's like, I am here, so willing and open for all of life to have an opportunity to live a full life, and also to have an honorable death, because that's the nature of things and feelings and sensations and experiences. They come and they go. And where do they come and go in? This ever-present clarity, the clarity that's listening to these words right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love saying, for the soul, there's neither birth nor death. It is eternal, everlasting. In Gordana's book, hashtag Know the Truth, she talks about heaven or hell, your choice. So since we just said come and go, how is heaven or hell our choice, Gordana?
Because heaven and hell are a state of mind. It's not places you go when you die. So, I mean, if you are experiencing only the negative, then you are actually living in hell.
I have to tell you, I have a great saying about hell, and it goes like this. If you're going through hell, don't stop.
Exactly. Run as fast as you can. No, but why I can say this is because my childhood was a hell. Honestly speaking, I mean, I was in a negative frequency, and I couldn't catapult myself out of it because I was a child. But as soon as I was able to catapult myself out of it, I did. And when you do that, oh my God, you fly so high. And that's why I was in that hell, because I needed the catapult to fly higher the way I'm doing now. That's why I can say my life is a vacation, because it wasn't a vacation when I was a child. It was hard work all the time. So for me, heaven and hell is something we create here on earth by ourselves all the time, focusing on different kinds of things.
In the book, in 195, you say heaven and hell are states of awareness in the now, not places we find ourselves in after we die. It is a matter of consciousness, choice of thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. Now.
Yes.
Now. Right
yes,
now.
Yes, and that's why I'm saying when you look at a thing in this physical reality, there is always a plus and a minus. It can be perceived as hell and it can be perceived as heaven. It's up to you to look for the heavenly properties of that.
This is heaven, being here right now on Max and Friends with Gordana Birnat and Ashuiz and Max and Friends. You know what this means. We have to wrap this gift up and put it in the post and call UPS and send it on its way so that someone could open it, unwrap it, and love it. So, with that said,
and call it George.
And call it, right, exactly. We're going to put the joy stamp on this package.
Yes, yeah. Joy, joy, joy.
Right. Ash, I know you're about to stomp up in there with the joy, joy, joy.
Ooh.
Take us to church, Ash.
Joy, joy, joy. I got this joy.
We all have this joy. And, you know, before we let you all go tonight, I'm glad you joined us here tonight at Max and Friends. To get the full show, if you missed any part of it, go to latalkradio.com/Max. You'll find the show. Happy Father's Day to all. But before we move on and we all go live our lives and live in joy, Ash, what do you want people to take with them into this week? Actually, what are you taking with you into this week?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, if people are going to go on a trip, if people are going to go into the kitchen, if people are going to go into this place or in that place, what I want them to take with them is the treasure that already exists within their heart, the treasure that already exists within their minds, the treasure that they are, this incredible, you know, it's like wherever you go, there you are. And it's so miraculous, you know, start noticing that you're not just somebody living in a house, but the house is living in you. You're not just somebody driving a car, but the car is happening in you. You're not just someone living on a planet, but this planet is happening in you. And it really excites me when someone gets to discover that they are a space of, you know, it's like you are a nation of peace within yourself, and then you get to invite all that you're experiencing into that safe zone.
That's why
and
I
so
invite you both here.
Enjoy your week.
And Gordana, I know you have something beautiful to say.
I want your listeners to feel that they are the imaginers of their lives. Mm-hmm. So start imagining the good things, because it's a question of what you choose to see. It's a question of what you choose to create. So you are the imaginer. Wake up with that every single morning. I am the imaginer of my life.
And never stop daydreaming. And what I'm going to send you all into this week is what Gordana says in her book, hashtag Know the Truth, in 115. There is no movement without stillness, no sound without silence, no light without darkness, and no me without you. Thank you all for tuning into Max and Friends tonight. You are my friends. You are my family. You are the reason why I do the show, because you listen to it. You tune in. You love it as much as I do. Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know how much you love it and what brings you hashtag joy. Until next time, I say good night and good karma and take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. Good night. LA Talk.